Classic Hits, 93.1 WNOX. Frank Murphy here. And every week we get to talk to the headliner from Side Splitters Comedy Club. This week, Ian Gutowski is the headliner, coming to us all the way from Orlando, Florida. I thought you were Canadian.
I am, yeah, but I hate cold weather. So I moved to Florida like years ago, you know,
I'm trying to figure out your area code. I'm trying to figure out what is this. And then you're like, I'm in Orlando. I'm like, that's not Canada. I thought you said Ontario for a second.
Yeah, that's actually where I'm from. But I'm a tall dude. I moved down in '94 to play basketball. But I'm kind of tall. I'm like 6'6". But you know, I was a really good player in Canada, and against the American athletes, not so much. So that dream died up, and I got. Well, I always made jokes when I was riding the pines. You know, when I was sitting on the bench.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll try telling jokes.
Okay, so basketball to comedy was the actual transition then?
Kind of, yeah. It was like after basketball, I got a job. Like I worked for John Deere for like 4 or 5 years running that and just losing my mind. You know, just hating life completely.
Well, there's certain jobs that are not meant for creative people. And I think what it is, you know, we all have a certain neuroses that pushes us into performing. You know, you can't help yourself.
Yeah. Lots of like, I'll tell you this, like every time, like, I love what I do, but like for the 5 minutes before, like even I go on stage, I'm like, why am I doing this? Like, what is wrong with me? You know? Like, what makes me get up and do this in front of strangers? Like, I don't understand. Then I get, and I touch the microphone and I start talking, I'm like, oh, this is why, this is awesome. You know? So,
yeah.
So, like, once I'm in it, I'm like, oh, this is the only thing I can do with my life. Like, I love this. This is amazing.
I compare it to scurvy. Remember in the old days in school, they told us about scurvy and all it was is they needed vitamin C. You know, and I said, well, that's what comedians and a lot of radio people are in the same boat where, you know, we have a deficiency of what I'll call vitamin applause, you know, and that was, so we have that weird feeling until we're on stage, until someone's laughing at us and saying, yeah, you, and then we feel normal again.
Yeah, I love the attention of complete strangers, but I don't know why. That's my whole thing, you know?
How does that affect your interpersonal relationships?
Oh, terribly. Like, I can't keep, like, it's funny, like, I'm like a, I like to say, like I'm a happy person, like I, but like for me to keep like relationships going and stuff, like I'm a total maniac. You know?
Yeah.
Like any sort of like, I'm on my second marriage and stuff, and like even that, being around that, because like I'm very childlike and stuff too, where she's just like, all right, enough, you've got to like get out of the house or something, you're driving me up the wall, you know?
So no tattoos of the next wife's name?
Oh, God, no, yeah. But yeah, I got a tattoo on my forearm that is the first wife's. Anniversary date.
Okay, I saw that in one of your promo pictures, and I was thinking, oh, maybe he's like in AA or something. That's what that is?
Yeah, that's the date of my first marriage, which it's still on my forearm, and the new wife loves it.
Really?
She also loves when I call her the new wife. No, she hates both of them.
Well, what can you have it covered up with?
I don't know, like a dragon? Like, I don't know how dumb you can make it, right? Like,
all right, see, I remember, I used to watch Bozo the Clown when I was a kid, and they would have this guy who would come out, and he would draw the kid's name or write the kid's name on a big easel piece of paper, all right? And the kid would sit there, and then he would change it from their name into, like, a picture of a lion. So that's what you need. Yeah. You need to find that guy and have him change the tattoo into, like, a picture of a lion.
Yeah, something like that, or just, like, a... You know, like an arrow pointing up to me that says I'm an idiot or something like that.
That would work.
Yeah, you know, just like I was, that's covering up a very bad idea. Yeah, but like, you know, I was in my 20s. So you just do stupid things in your 20s. That's all you do, right? Like, I mean, if that.
Well, there you go. How about just an asterisk? Put an asterisk on it and say, but I was in my 20s.
Yeah. Well, you know what I have, like, a lot of people say to me? They go, well, what you need to do, like, it was when, before I married my wife now, is they go, you need to get married on that same day. You know, and I'm like, oh, I bet you she'd love that.
There you go.
You want to get married? I don't know. You'd probably, like, who? What woman would want that, you know?
Well, I mean, you could just change the year. Yeah.
Yeah, just change. Then I just, yeah, this is the bottom part of it, you know? But even, like, her initials are there, too. So that's crazy.
Oh. You know?
Yeah, oh, I messed up in every way, you know? It's what I do. It's what I do.
All right, do you refer to that in your act? Because it's a pretty big tattoo.
Oh, yeah. And it's right there on my forearms. So everybody sees it. So it's like it's basically like the first thing I talk about.
Well, you could wear long sleeves, you know. I mean, there's another option.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, Orlando, there's not a whole lot of you know, need for anything with sleeves, period. But yeah, when I go up north, I throw sleeves on. Maybe in Knoxville at that time, it should be cold enough up there.
Yeah, it should be. I mean, you're talking right after Christmas. You're going to be here Thursday, Friday, Saturday, so we can finish out the year with everybody's going to be, you know, sitting home looking for something to do while they're on Christmas vacation. Why not head over to Side Splitters and see Ian?
It's one of my favorite clubs. I promise to make you laugh.
I noticed you also play the Tampa Club, which is pretty good too.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's like one of my home clubs. Like I'm always there. I've gotten in more trouble in that tiny little club there. I mean, yeah. And both like the Side Splitters are just like really like, and the people that work there are really friendly and nice. Like Bridget, the manager of the one in Knoxville, she was. I met her in Tampa, you know, before she moved up there. So yeah, I do that. That club's like, I think I do that the week after I'm in Knoxville. So.
Oh, fantastic.
Really cool.
Fantastic. Well, I'm glad you like Knoxville. I mean, obviously, as you can see on your website that you've been here before because I recognize the backdrop. And,
yeah. The most hardcore college fans ever. I've never seen so much orange in my life. And whenever I'm there and I like look, I'm like, oh, man, the Vols are playing Saturday. I go, it's going to be a tough show Saturday. Everybody's watching that game.
Yes.
Let's see, Ian Gutowski or the thing that we love more than anything ever.
That does suck when the you know, it's okay if they have an afternoon game, but, you know, we're affected by the two, you know, and when the schedule comes out and it's like, oh, ESPN, 7 p.m., there goes the night.
Nobody's showing up anywhere tonight.
Although it is pretty cool. You can go anywhere in town. It's like the zombie apocalypse. You know, you got the rest of the town to yourself.
Oh, yeah. 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 It's crazy.
Mm.
Yeah, I remember I'd gotten like, I got a touch of something. Like I got sick and I went to the doctor's office. Even there, like everybody was going to the doctor. Everything was orange and then earrings and everything and hair ties. I'm like, man, this is crazy. I've never seen anything like that in my life, man. That's like, that's passion right there, boy. Oof.
Yeah, so no big deal for the Florida teams, or I guess you have to be in Gainesville for that, right?
Well, it's Gainesville, Tallahassee. It's like everybody here, like there's a total split because it's got, you know, you got the Gators or you got the Noles, and like right now, like the Gators didn't even show up for the football season this year, right?
Yeah, you got people leaving.
4-8. Yeah, people are like leaving. Yeah, people just are moving out of Gainesville because of the season, where FSU had, you know, undefeated. So just like a crazy year for Florida football, you know?
So do you follow American football then?
I try to follow as much the Canadian Football League as I can. No, I'm kidding. I don't, it's funny, like, I don't really, like, I love football, but I'm just kind of like, just watches it, you know? Like, whatever game's on, I'm like,
okay.
That's fun. You know, but I don't really have any, like, allegiance to any school, you know?
What about NFL or CFL? I don't know. I mean, I follow an NFL team, you know, kind of semi-religiously when they're on. You know, when they're on TV, I can watch them, and I will follow the results on the internet when they're not on TV.
Well, the thing is, like, frankly, like, when I got married, like, this wife's kind of like a hippie. So, yeah. Like, the first thing I had to cut out of my life was, like, cable. Like, she just doesn't, she never had a TV. She's just like, we can have a TV, but she goes, there's just so much negative things on the TV, and I just don't want you to have, like, cable.
Oh, how does she feel about Netflix?
Well, that's the thing. Here's the thing. I'm allowed to have Netflix. And I'm like, if you think negativity lives on that cable box, I'm like, Netflix? I go, those documentaries? Are you kidding me? Like, those documentaries, like, every single one is about the world ending in, like, 2 more hours. I'm like, I got to stop watching this. I'm ready to die. Like, I want to kill myself after watching, like... Like, Netflix is the one thing she shouldn't allow me to have. You know, I'm like, damn, that stuff's crazy. You
but
know?
Yet she does. That's funny.
Yeah,
well, how else does that affect you when you have a naturalistic or hippie type wife? I mean, it must, I imagine it messes with you in other areas too. Food.
Well, it does everything. Everything I eat. Like, I don't know what I'm eating. And it's just like, I mean, sometimes it's good, but I just don't know what I'm putting in my mouth, you know? Like, I've been studying. I thought quinoa was her Asian friend for a couple of weeks before I found out it was like a rice, you know? Like, I don't know.
Is that stuff any good?
Oh, I'm going to tell you, the quinoa
is
a jam. You need to do it. You got to cook it in chicken broth, but it is awesome.
Oh, okay, because I've had people telling me lately I need to start eating quinoa.
Yeah, no, do it. It's awesome.
All right, because awesome. It's not just flavor of the month. It's a good thing.
It's a good thing, yeah. And the other thing is, like, she always wants to, like, it's a whole thing about, like, saving, like, save the planet. I'm like, look, at this planet doesn't need saving. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can recycle all you want. All you're doing is extending the human race for maybe an extra 50 or 100 years. You know? When the world's done with this, they're done with it. You're not saving anything, sweetheart, okay? Like, the world is going to take care of us however it chooses to. You know? Like, we don't have a say in it, you know? A few more rolls of paper towel is not going to, like, change the outcome for us. You know?
So it sounds like you're suggesting that she has a little bit of a hippie arrogance that she can make a difference by switching out her light bulbs.
Yes. I have like, I mean, she has like friends. I've got to yell them half the time. I'm just like, no, we're not doing this hippie way right now. You know, I was cleaning out my buddy's like backyard. And it was like, he's like, I'm going to turn this into a compost. I go, no, it gets put in the garbage bags. I know you hate plastic, but it's getting put in the garbage bags. It's going to be put on the curb side so that the dump can take care of this. I go, no more of this hippie crap right now. I can't take it. No compost pile. None.
What were your parents like? Obviously, they're not hippies because they didn't raise you that way.
Oh, no. But you know what? And I mean, I grew up in nature. Like, I grew up in a very small town in Canada where just, like, you know, a lot of times, like, we went, like, and hunted and got our own food and stuff. Like, we're in the middle of nowhere, you know? So...
So did you use every piece of the animal, like those real extreme, you know, type hunters?
No, we just got the fillet out of the back of the deer and throw the rest away. No, we would keep like the horns and stuff like that. And
what do you do with them?
Like, horns is like a lot of times people just like, especially now, like, it costs money. You go on eBay, it costs money for like horns and stuff. But a lot of times, and like I grew up in like a farm area, so everybody like we hung them up around the barns and stuff. So you like the family, yeah. So you see that all around the barns and stuff up there. It's kind of cool. But so that's like the weird thing for me is like, you know, like I grew up more of like a, if you want to say like a more natural lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like my wife growing up in downtown Orlando and being, you know, I'm like, you live in the city.
So she's reacting. Yeah. So she's changed her life and you've kind of changed yours.
And that's the problem when you're 36 and 37 trying to get married and you're both stuck in what you believe in is right.
You've embraced the modern conveniences.
Yeah. I'm just like, no. I go, this is good. I like this. You're like, look, I believe, like, there's times, like, I want to like, recycle, you know, like I do.
Yeah.
I don't get nuts about it. I'm like, if there's, like, a blue bin somewhere and I've got an empty plastic bottle, I'm like, I'm going to put this here. This seems like the right place to put it.
Right.
But, I mean, for me to go completely out of my way and, like, load up my trunk with stuff and then take it down to like, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, well, tell me about it. My laundry room gets overrun with stuff that, we're going to take that to the recycling next time. Until finally, like after 3 months of soda bottles and newspaper has accumulated, it's like, that's it. We're going. It's just, it's work.
Yeah, it's just a pain. It's pain. And I'm like, what are we really doing? We're not extending. Like, we're really not, like I said, like this whole Save the Earth movement, like I understand it, but I'm just like, like, it's just like, and you go take, this is a, billions of year old planet, like us extending it by a couple of decades. And I'm like, what are those decades going to be like? They're going to be terrible, right?
Right.
Smog, people will be coughing up, people will be living underground. Like, I don't want to see those years.
Oh, like the second Planet of the Apes movie.
Yeah.
Beneath the Planet of the Apes. All right, so when I lived in California, they gave us a blue bin, and we put anything in it. We could put anything that was recyclable. They didn't care. We put in newspapers, plastic bottles, glass bottles, all that junk in the same thing, and they had dudes who sorted through it back at, you know, the city, okay? Then I moved to Tennessee, and they say, hey, would you like to have curbside recycling like you had in California? I'm like, yeah. And they said, that's like an extra charge. It costs an extra, I don't know, $40 or $50 a month to have this stupid bin. I'm like, no, thank you. I'll throw it in the garbage.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, for $40 or $50, I'll throw it away. You know? Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yes, exactly.
I just the movement. Like, cause that means, like, that's the thing is, like, we can get involved in these movements, but like as soon as you step back and take an honest look at it, I'm just like, what's going on here, really? Yeah. is it just us trying to be accepted and trying to be cooler than the next person? I don't know. Maybe you really do care, but like at the end of the day, it's just like, then you drive around in a car that burns gasoline. You know, things like, how, like, get a bike then. Get a bike, recycle, you know.
That is funny how many of the hippie style bumper stickers you see on, you know, beat up old cars with those terrible emissions.
Burn gas. Yeah, just like, yeah, they just have like no emissions left to them. Yeah,
just, you can barely read the coexist sticker through the black haze of exhaust.
Yeah, it's real black smog that comes up that muffler up there. That's awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, Yeah, I just think it's just like you get to a point in life where you start looking at things and just start to break down. It's like, hold on, why do I even believe in this right now? Like, what is really behind this? Because, like, if I step back and take an honest look at this, I'm like, what am I doing here? What am I doing? You know?
Yeah.
And am I breaking away from this? Am I being part of something that's a good thing? Or, you know, I don't know.
Awesome.
You know?
All right, Ian Gutowski, I could talk to you all day, but I have to get back to work.
It was a good talk, man.
I appreciate you. Yeah, no, I very much appreciate what you're doing, and I'll look forward to seeing you at Side Splitters. We're talking the 26th, 27th, the 28th. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Round out your downtime between Christmas and New Year's at Side Splitters Comedy Club. Get your tickets online at sidesplitterscomedy.com. You can save, I think it's about $2 per ticket when you buy them online, so there's an incentive right there for doing that, all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ian, we'll see you. Have a safe drive up to Knoxville, and we'll see you when you get here.
I will, man. Take care. Thanks for talking to you, Frank.